Okay, we're back again. You know, Matt, I was just reading this book called Big Agenda.
Okay.
David Horowitz, and it's some tremendous stuff in there. But one of the points that he made, they did a study of the top universities in America. They found that all of the professors were left-wing Democrats, and they had very few, if any, Republicans that were professors. When you pay these $15,000, $20,000 a year to send your child to college, really, you're not sending them to college. You're sending them to a propaganda mill.
John Dewey, founder of the public school system, was also one of the co-signers of what was called the Humanist Manifesto. And so the religion of secular humanism is embedded in a lot of our state public education schools. I mean, it's like, instead of taking your kid to a church, you take them to a mosque. Probably be better off taking them to a mosque than you would some of these universities.
Well, what do you got to tell us there?
We talked about the creation and evolution debate. As much as it bothers me as far as our population when it comes to atheism, the thing that scares me more in our country right now is a-Satanism.
Yeah.
This idea that there is no devil. Even some more liberal Christians who just want to think of God as a God of love have introduced this idea of, well, there can't be a devil. But you're making God look bad because everything the devil does is then associated with God instead.
Yeah.
As far as the intellectual part of it, there has been some arguments from a, usually borrowing from a liberal form of Judaism. They kind of argue, well, you know, Satan isn't part of the Old Testament, which is false, and I'll show that in just a second. When they read their Old Testament, they don't read it like us. They don't, like, I think of the Old Testament as a closed system. And what I mean is that there's this much inspired, which is all that's written in there, and there's no more books. Everything is
right.
What it is.
Right.
They think they can, that maybe some of their other writings are inspired as well, and yet not as inspired. In other words, that the Bible has errors in it and things like that.
Yeah.
But the oldest published book in the Bible is the book of Job. You look at Job 1:7, and the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou?
There it is.
So,
there it is.
You know, it's definitely there. The Old Testament does talk about it. Also, here's an important verse to think about. It's Deuteronomy 32, I believe it's verse 17. They sacrificed unto devils, not unto God, to gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up. So what that means is that when we talk about an idol or worshiping a false god, there is, in reality, there is a demon behind that. So now, sometimes there are passages like Isaiah chapter 14 that talk about Lucifer, and it'll be something where if you isolate it, it's just talking about the king, but then when you look at what he's saying, the devil's behind that, and they're talking about Lucifer the devil. In the New Testament, it clears all this stuff up. The devil comes as an angel of light. Jesus said to Peter, get behind me, Satan.
Yeah.
He wasn't saying that Peter was literally Satan, but that Satan was behind his ideas and stuff.
Yeah.
And so when we start to understand the Bible as a whole, all this stuff gets straightened out. And you have to understand, let me think about this, okay? When you talk to somebody who's a satanic priest or a warlock, they'll tell you, okay? Like, they'll say this, I don't really believe in Satan, I believe in myself.
Uh-huh.
But that is what satanic worship is.
Yeah.
Satan said, you shall be as gods.
Yeah.
Okay? His favorite name in Isaiah 14 is I shall ascend to the heavens, I shall be like the Most High.
Yeah.
I. So all these people out in the world are following Satan. No matter if they have faith in Satan, when they worship themselves, they are under his spell and under his control. And that is something that is killing us right now in our culture.
I think you're right. You're right. Absolutely right. I just wonder about Islam. They go out and kill people. And so, you know, I think that's satanic.
They have a false Jesus. They call him Isa and stuff like that. And he's just a follower. He's just another prophet and stuff. But you have to know, because the Bible says that the devil is called the god of this world.
Yeah.
And so when people follow a god and they do evil in the name of the god, well, he's not Jehovah. He's not the one of the Bible.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the god of this world, Satan.
Yeah.
You have to know that, whether you're religious or not religious, Satan is out there to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's what's going on.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you don't believe or do believe or whatever, he's the puppet master with the strings. You got to go to Jesus to get redeemed.
Yeah, it's like we feel we are doing this and we're in charge and we're not going to let God tell us what to do and all that. Well, that's not God. And that's Satan, don't you think?
Yeah, and the thing is like Matt Bevin recently was talking about all the murder rates and stuff, and what we need is get these pastors out there praying over these areas. Why? Because the enemy is no longer physical. The enemy is the devil.
Yeah.
And the devil is real. There is an intelligence to evil. Otherwise, we would have paradise. We would have been able to get the world right by now if there wasn't a devil who constructs things to destroy and kill. At some point, you have to say, all right, I'm going to go to the supernatural because it is real. I'm going to go to God, and he's going to make a difference. And so with God, all things are possible, and we can do that if we will do hand-to-hand combat. And what I mean is prayer. Put your hands together and pray.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I thought Governor Bevin did a terrific job last Thursday and got repeated standing ovations. I understand that the media tried to distort what happened, but he did a tremendous job. And there were at least 600 to maybe 1,000 people there that were very enthusiastically receiving his message.
It doesn't matter how much government funding you have. When it comes to issues like the drug problem and stuff like that, people are not going to leave the drug problem for government subsidies.
Yeah.
The only thing that can conquer the soul, okay, that can redeem us, is the power, the spiritual power of Jesus. Everyone has a God-shaped hole in their heart.
Right.
And the problem is they're trying to fill it with all this other stuff. Drugs, sex, violence, all this kind of stuff, trying to fill it with something else. And it's not going to work. That's why people die.
Right.
But if you fill it with Jesus Christ, you have a reason to live because this earth is not your home. If you believe that all you have is just some house that you're going to big, some cube that you're going to live in, it's not going to be much because you're going to die one day. You need something more. You need Christ. You need heaven.
Well, I tell you, I think you're right on target. There's only hope we have is, you know, salvation through Jesus, and the price has already been paid. That comes back to God so loved the world that he gave his son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish but have everlasting life. Well, you know, that's a win-win situation.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have to take another break here in just a minute, but I think you're absolutely right. God is our only hope. And the thing is, not only you get that, but you get joy and peace along with it and a purpose for your life every day. Okay, we'll be right back. Okay, Matt, what do you got to finish up with?
The existence of Satan when it comes to the New Testament, blown out of the water. It's just obvious everywhere. And the
right.
only thing that's more obvious is the fact that Jesus conquers Satan.
Yeah.
And we have victory in Christ. Obviously, you could see that when you look at when Satan tried to tempt Jesus after he had gotten baptized, and that's in Matthew 4, maybe Luke 4 too. I think that's the right passage. It's just very obvious, and there is an enemy out there. No matter what, he's going to try to steal, kill, and destroy you. But there is a Savior out there that you can reach out to, and that's Jesus Christ.
Right. Give you something to live for every day, give you joy and peace of mind. And the most important thing to me, give you a purpose every day. Hallelujah. Man, I just got this book, Big Agenda by David Horowitz. And this is a fantastic book. We've ordered, I think Eileen ordered 10 of them. I think they're going to cost us $12. So you might have to pay something for this book. It's a hardcore covered book. And so if you are interested in getting that, it's probably one of the best books written in a lifetime. But call the AFA office, 893-2444. You can call right now. There'll be an answering machine, and you can put your name, address, spell your name and address, and leave your phone number, and tell them you want this book, Big Agenda by David Horowitz. And that number again, 893-2444. Call it right now. One of the things they said in here is when they studied college professors, they found that almost all of them were left-wing Democrats, and they had almost no Republicans. So, I mean, I guess we already said that. Thing is, it's a terrible, you know, these are people that say that they want to be open-minded and things like that, but they're not open-minded. They don't want to be open-minded. They want to have just their radical ideas and not mention any other ideas except their own radical ideas.
Well, and what happens is as this stuff builds up, I mean, it becomes more obvious. I mean, the whole Kathy Griffin thing, Before she did that, honestly, I wouldn't have ranked her as like the worst far-left person. She obviously had to think that people would like it, that people would like what she was doing when she did something that, honestly, I think should be illegal, and I think probably is illegal, because you do not threaten the life of the U.S. president, that is illegal. The fact is that it doesn't matter if she was going to do anything, because she's sending a message to millions of people
Absolutely.
Who might be tempted to do something.
Right, that Southern Poverty Institute, or whatever it is, Law Center, they said, oh, conservative, no good, and then some guy went and shot somebody in the Family Research Council.
Yes.
It is a problem, and the people do crazy things if they're encouraged to do it. If you want this information, or if you could help us with these courses in the public schools, give us a call, 893-2444. The other thing, if you want us to save you a copy of Big Agenda by David Horowitz, give us that same number, 893-2444. There's a lot going on. We're in sort of a cultural war. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. But the battle belongs to the Lord.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frank Simon. I'm an allergist and family doctor, board certified in both allergy and internal medicine. I specialize in allergy, headaches, sinus, hives, cough, asthma, hypertension, and diabetes. We're located at 1404 Browns Lane near Norton Suburban Hospital. Our phone number is 895-5088. We can see you tomorrow. With Ed Holloway, state representative, I was reading this brochure put out by Turning Point, which was started by Charlie Kirk, K-I-R-K. And it says that the power of free enterprise and a person's ability to take risk to better their life and the people around them. It says, we are a country that is generous, over $500 billion a year given away to people in need. It says, our citizens go all over the world to protect people that are being persecuted, one thing and another. Okay, but the thing is, there are a group of people in the United States that want to destroy America.
Exactly.
They want to take away our freedom of religion and everything. They have basically bought up the radio and television stations, and then they own them. And they tell them what to say and what not to say.
Same thing with the print media.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every bit of it. And that's just what their ultimate goal is, because they cannot build a utopian one world concept unless they destroy America.
Yes.
It's the ultimate goal, whatever it takes to do that. And they've done everything in a very cancerous ways, one
yes.
step at a time, one cell at a dream. It's increasing. It's where individual has to take the responsibility and not only inform yourself. But one of the things that worries me more than anything is the complete destruction of history.
Yeah.
Every aspect of history has been, they've done everything except burn the books, and I don't know whether they have that in their long-range plan or not. But the best thing that I've seen in a long time was Denise D'Souza's book, The Big Lie.
Oh, wow.
And The Big Lie takes and shows you and demonstrates how they have reversed completely everything and twisted around to where everybody else, it's like whites are all racist.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matters. And this is the thing that was funded and completely controlled by George Soros and the
yeah.
left. It has nothing to do with the black race, other than what it can do to intimidate the white people of America.
Right.
I've done some research on that, and the fact that slavery in America, the majority of blacks in America now are no longer descendants of slaves. They've come from other places around the world. They've come here from other places like Somalia and others.
Yeah.
They're fairly modern. And from Haiti and other places where they were persecuted, came to America. At the same time, the majority of Americans were not here. Their families, their ancestors, and not. They came at the aftermath of the Civil War, where there were a tremendous number of people on both sides, young men.
Yeah.
were murdered in the battles. And then they were not, the number of births and so forth after that was not as much. But we had tremendous influx of people from other countries, from Germany,
yeah.
from Ireland, the tobacco,
yeah.
from Italy and others. that came here because what America had to offer. They assimilated. They became American citizens. I knew people that would not speak the native language in front of their children. They wanted him to become American. They wanted him to only know English and all the rest of it. These are the things that we have been forced to put in the background and not talk about, because all of those things were the kinds of thing that made American exceptionalism.
You know, Ed, I think the American people are beginning to wake up, and they can see through all of this false information the media puts out and the print media puts out. And that's why Donald Trump is the president now, is because a lot of people realize what's going on, even in the labor unions and everywhere. They realize that we've been fed a bill of goods.
Exactly. And they're all under attack and under threats. And it's the same thing that's going on all across the country.
Yes.
And this is the only thing that the average American can do, is to become informed, to fight back, and to take part in every election. And we're going to have to find good quality candidates who are not be intimidated by this, like the Senate race in Alabama.
Yeah.
That's a classic example of what everybody is doing to attack. And all the money, it's up to the people of Alabama to elect the man that they want to have in the Senate.
That's right.
Not the rest of the United States.
And not Mitch McConnell to elect
billions of dollars into a race that it has no bearing on their personal. This is a critical thing, and this is a kind of thing we need to watch in this episode.
Now, if you want a copy of this video where the left-wingers are saying no USA at all, give us a call right now, 895-5025, and we'll get that out to you free. We can also send you the Jesus video, and it's in 24 languages, the Jesus bumper sticker. With your help, and if we all work together, we can take it back, and we will take it back. We're going to all work together, and give us a call right now, 895-5025, and we'll get that out to you. It's all free. Give us your email address. We'll send you a free email on what are the important votes going on in Washington. We're not going to take this sitting down. We have one nation under God, and we're going to keep it that way. And the American people are waking up and pushing back on these left-wingers that want to destroy America.
And that's like what they did this week, increasing the amount of money that's being sent.
Oh, you got a call. Okay. Rick Howland. Okay, Rick, what's going on?
Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Great.
Great, great. As usual, you and I agree on about 99.9% of stuff. But there was something that was said a few minutes ago that I got to withstand.
Okay.
And on the surface of it, just plain common sense, if you've been alive for 70 years, I don't know where the gentleman got the idea that most African Americans are black people that are alive today were not descendants of slaves. It's got to be a joke. For years, the number of people that could come to America before 1965 from areas of the world because of the immigration laws that were passed in the 1920s, it was restricted to percentages that were related to quotas of their population in the country at that time. And so there was a very small percentage of people in those days coming from Africa or from the islands. So it was a very small quota per year that could come in.
Rick, we're about out of time, so summarize.
Okay, can I come back after the break?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Go ahead and finish what you were saying, your sentence.
I live in Louisville, been born and raised here.
Yeah.
And I know what's in my neighborhood. I know what's in my city. The majority of black people in the city of Louisville are African Americans. Now, there may be some assimilation of people where there's been marriages into the families and so forth like that, but that does not take away just because you marry an African does not make you no longer American or your children no longer descendants of slaves. In 1965, we were estimated between 14-16% of the population. Now we're not that high a popular percentage, but we're somewhere around in the, say we're about 12 percentile, but we're like somewhere over 30 million of us are African American. Now, you know, sure, you know, there's, like I said, there's been some assimilation, but we didn't disappear. You know, I'm still here. I had six kids, 14, and 14 grandchildren. This idea that the majority of black people nowadays are not descendants of slaves, I don't care if it came from a black man. He's a liar. And, you know, you can quote that if you want, but there are a lot of people who are running around for various political reasons rewriting history, and you know that.
Yeah,
and
you, Rick, I know a lot of people that have come into the United States from Africa. Maybe they are slaves in other countries, and they came to America because of the freedom.
Right. Yeah, so, but they don't outnumber those of us who were born here.
You know, all these real liberal universities, but there are a few good ones, like you said, Hillsdale. And I'm thinking we ought to not send our children to these liberal universities, but Hillsdale, there's Liberty University, Regent University, Colorado Christian College, Patrick Henry College, Oral Roberts there. It seems to me that some of them are a lot better than others. We need to get our children out of this cesspool of liberal universities and send them to people, to universities that are going to teach them patriotism and right and wrong and not indoctrinate them into socialism like so many people voted for Bernie Sanders, so many young people.
Now, one of the problems we have, and I've looked at it from a long standpoint, that the people and their frame of reference goes back to when they were at school.
Yeah.
And they're what they experienced, and they're assuming that it's just like it was then, but that's where they make the mistake.
Yeah.
And if they found a difference there in the elementary schools now that have changed everything in the curriculum, all of the high schools, and it goes all the way through the universities, and they've taken a long time to rebuild everything in the socialist platform and created all these problems. So till we take a look at things for what they really are, that's one of the first steps we have to take.
Let me just tell our viewers and listeners, we have this Jesus bumper sticker that we'd like to send you for free. And if you need enough for your whole church, then here's another bumper sticker. It says, "Together under God, we're invincible." Here's another one. This is the Jesus movie. It's in 24 different languages, and it's the birth, the life, the crucifixion, the resurrection, and the soon return of the Lord Jesus. That's free, too. So if you give us a call right now, we'll send that to you for free. The number is 895-5025. Call right now and leave your name, address, phone number, and if possible, your email, so we can call you and email you when there's something, you know, an important vote or anything like that. So we would appreciate hearing from you. We've actually got like 70 different DVDs. They're all free, that you can show to your friends and people at church. Like Charles says, we can inform people like Paul Revere that there's danger ahead. Soundtrack we just gave, no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. They want to get rid of America.
They have to. Yeah, that's their goal.
Well, we need to stick together and work together. We can overcome a lot of these things, just like Roy Moore overcame $30 million of propaganda against him. Our governor, Matt Bevin, and just everybody. If we work together, we can overcome all of this garbage that they're throwing at us.
One of the things that we have to do, Charles, and I've been through this several times as a legislator, almost 9 different terms that I served, and I ran against my own party because of the candidate they had chosen. And I was able to, in the primary, to beat him 2-1.
Praise God.
And it fought everything else, because this is where it starts. And we're going to have to go back to the local level, to the legislators and all that, and work our ways through, replace these people that have been turning things in the other way. And just like what we talk about the New York Times, I've been infuriated with that paper for a long time. Anybody that buys a copy of that is giving aid and comfort to the enemy.
We can talk more about the answer. We'll be right back. We're back. You know, Ed, I was just mentioning this section of the Big Agenda by David Horowitz. It says, the Democrat Party is the party of elitists. Harvard and most Ivy League colleges are with the Democrat Party. Apple and Microsoft are with the Democrat Party. Hollywood is with the Democrats. Manhattan, the media, Goldman Sachs, and many of the rich bankers are Democrats. The most wealthy zip codes in general back the Democratic candidate. Here's Wall Street helped to put Obama in office.
Exactly.
And big government works for Wall Street and bankers who float all the bonds that underwrite government spending. They take a cut of all of that. So they're in with the Democrat Party, hook, line, and sinker.
Because a lot of that goes to the bottom line of the money they're making.
So. Yeah. The American people are catching on. Right. Here, NAFTA, Trump is renegotiating NAFTA to give a better shake to the working people. He's cutting back on China's arrangements. He's stopping the trading abuse with other nations. He's doing a tremendous job. And of course, the working people realized that he was going to help them. If it weren't for the working people, the unions and people like that, he would never have made it into the White House.
Exactly. And they're because they're fed up with what's happening.
Exactly.
In the future,
exactly.
To the law.
Can you imagine that?
But the thing about this, and it's pointed out in that book, that there are 21 major moves that are proposed by President Trump.
Yeah.
And he's already implemented about 9 of them, and there's 12 more that are soon to happen, and all of those things. And it's our job to support and make sure that we understand, because we're hit with so many different things constantly. It's the thing of Black Lives Matter, the inner city, and all the other things that are going on, and environmental and all the other.
What we need to do is to call this number, 893-2444, and leave your name, address, phone number, and email address, and you'll start getting emails about what we need to be writing our congressman about every week. We get the Heritage Foundation calls, and we get the Tea Party Patriot call, and we keep up as much as possible. We get Pamela Geller's calls about what's going on with the Muslim movement, and so we'll put that out to you, and you can hear every week what's going on, what to say to your congressman, and we'll get that started right away, and it's really important to get this information so we can defend ourselves against the corruption and drain the swamp in Washington. Well, listen, Ed, we're about out of time, but I want to thank Ed Holloway, former state representative, for being with us. It's great to have you, and with God's help, we're going to take our country back. Don't forget the other thing. You get this, the plan to destroy America. That's a summary of a video. Once more, call that number, 893-2444. Call it right away. There's an answering machine. Just leave your name, address, phone number, and email address, and we'll be getting all this material out to you right away. Thank you, Ed. And God bless you, and we'll see you next week for the rest of the news.